You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
We'll get back to your phone calls in a minute. You know, we were sitting out in the office. Somebody came up to me and said, is Patrick Kane getting an empty net goal for the 500th goal the same as Michael Strahan getting a record-breaking sack when Brett Favre rolled right to his feet and laid down so Strahan could fall on top of him and get the sack? And I said, no, empty net goals are part of the strategy of the game. Yep. The team, Vancouver wasn't giving up. They were employing a well-used, oftentimes strategy of pulling the goalie to try and get back in the game, and Kaner took advantage of it. And, you know, in an ideal storybook world, yeah, he scores his 500th goal in game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals to win it for Detroit, right?
Well, that wouldn't count as a regular season goal.
No, that's true. He does it in a game, a playoff clinching, whatever. He does it in a much more dramatic way than an empty net goal in a 4-1 game.
It's a snipe.
Yeah, but it's something awesome.
An overtime goal.
I can't imagine there was one person knowing he was sitting on 499 last night that was sitting there at LCA going, oh, man, this sucks. You all got to see it. We got to experience it.
Look, it's a guy who scored 27 empty net goals in his career.
And they all count as one to add up to 500. Some of them are empty nets.
That's it.
Some of Gretzky's goals were empty nets.
A lot of Gretzky's goals were empty nets. He had over 50 of them, I believe. And Ovechkin, I think, had 69, has 69 empty net goals. It's part of the game. You're trying to salt away the game, right? I love the cheapie when the team gets it. I love statistics in sports and get the goal, man. This is a team is trying to tie things up or, you know, make things closer in the game so they pull the goaltender. Okay, that's the risk you take. Am I not supposed to employ my best goal scorers on the ice to counter that?
Well, the funny thing is
you just say thank you. I just got number 500. Here we go. Can't wait for 501.
Again, it's cooler to be a snipe, but whatever.
Yeah.
Kenny, are we wrong? Right? You're a hockey guy.
So in hockey, amongst the hockey crowd, there's a saying, they don't ask how, they ask how many. And that's exactly what this is. Every great player has scored empty netters. This is no different. And oftentimes when somebody's approaching a milestone like this and there's an empty net situation, they'll throw them out there and try to feed them just so that they can get that. They did it with Austin Matthews a while back when he was reaching his milestone.
Well, yeah, if you have an issue with it, then that's fine. I mean, you can do whatever you want. I just don't think it's that big a deal. But 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Aubrey in Farmington Hills. What's up, Aubrey?
Hey, guys. To your point here about Patrick Kane, there are people that will find the negative of anything. But
that's
be that
correct.
As it may, it just is what it is. Hey, you guys do, first of all, a terrific job. Always appreciate having a chance to listen to your folks.
Thank you.
Really, really good at what you do.
Appreciate that.
Hey, I'm going to pose something that's said a lot, and that is, what are we doing here? So during my lifetime, I've enjoyed two World Series championships, 68 and 84. If we can't afford to keep our premium players, how in the world can we really expect to compete and really have a true chance to win a World Series championship? It just really bothers me, and maybe there's something that I don't understand, but it really bothers me that Detroit seemingly cannot compete to keep the premium players. So I don't know. I don't know what you guys think, but that's frankly what bothers me about all of this. Notwithstanding the fact, by the way, that you have a team right now that lost a 15-game lead. So how do we expect to compete if we can't keep our best players?
Well, because you keep finding other players that replace those players, and you've got plenty of teams that are not from, you know, the giant payrolls in baseball that go ahead and win a World Series. It happens. Happens all the time. It's not always the Dodgers, although okay. It feels like the Dodgers will never relinquish it now. But, you know, you certainly see how both teams from Texas win a World Series. The Braves have won a World Series, and then you go back to Kansas City won a World Series, and you know, there's been plenty of teams that have done it without having a $300 million payroll.
Well, that's fair, and I appreciate it. I mean, the Yankees haven't won a World Series in a long time, and I'm sure they're not. I'm sure they're paying out a big salary to their players. So, I appreciate your answer. I just wasn't really sure.
I'm a little concerned that what you just said isn't going to be true for much longer, and I'm not sure that the tide hasn't started to turn.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you, because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you look at the last four World Series, every team that has played in the World Series, the eight teams that have been there, have been in the top 10 in payroll. And 4 years ago, it was the Astros and Phillies. They ranked ninth and fourth in payroll. 2023, it was Texas and Arizona. They were sixth and eighth in payroll.
Do you have what the payroll number was?
I can get it, but it being relative to the rest of the league, the last 2 years, it was the Dodgers and Yankees, which were first and third in payroll. And this past year, it was the Dodgers and Blue Jays, which were first and fourth in payroll. And I think you're right. Teams have won the World Series historically. Plenty of them have. I'm a little concerned that the system, the way it's set up now and the way it's being used, that might not be the case moving forward. It's only 2 years.
Well,
I think it's something worth paying attention to.
I think there's something else worth paying attention to, and that is that when the Tigers were good, when Mike Yelich owned the team, he was willing to spend more money to try to put him over the top. I have the payroll numbers for the 2012 team that got swept by the Giants.
Payroll.
Yeah, but it was, and I don't know what the payroll was.
$145 million.
Okay, and that's back, you know, 13, 14 years ago. Their payroll a couple years after that, the 2014 team, I think that was a high pay, the last high payroll.
$187 million. It was third highest in baseball.
Yeah, so I think if this team gets to that. This is what they said. This is what Chris Sellich says. He's willing to spend. Spending on the best pitcher in baseball might be different. And it's unfortunate because it is the guy. It is your homegrown guy, but it's the perfect storm that you're going against because he's represented by Scott Boras, who's absolutely going to go get the most for him.
Seattle and Detroit were 15th and 16th this past year. They were obviously even in terms of money they spent, and they were about as even as they could be in a postseason series. But that means there's 14 teams below Detroit and Seattle that you really have to question how much of a chance they even have. Some of those teams can spend more money, and some of them can't.
Yeah, this is why baseball has to change their platform here because they need to have some way to keep these teams that are in the bottom half of the league, keep them honest and have them spending a realistic number while trying to rein in the teams at the top that are spending way over the top because they just don't care. Oh, luxury tax, doesn't matter. We got a $300 million payroll and we just don't care.
Well, if you're just joining us, we're not quite sure we understand what the Tigers are doing with the Scooble offer, a $19 million offer for arbitration. He wants 32, and it just feels like a lowball that has more negative consequences than possible positive consequences. Got to talk about that college football CFP semifinal game last night. That was something, and there's a lot to discuss there, including what it means for the B1G. Next, 97.1.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.